Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and welcome to Dating Advice. Tonight, I'm going to talk about why do you stay with somebody who doesn't treat you the way you should be treated? Why do people do that? And this was a question that I got from a gentleman that came to me on Facebook, and he said, I want to know why so many women are with men that treat them like crap. Why do these women stay with them? Why don't these women give a nice guy a chance? And the reason that so many people stay with whoever they're dating, it could be for a number of reasons. But in general, a lot of people stay with somebody because they have low self-worth, because they're afraid of leaving that person and having to start all over. We all hate to start all over, right? But the thing is this, you have to think of your life long term, because the worst thing that you could do is waste your time. And that is a piece of your life, and you don't want to waste your time with the wrong people. There was somebody, he was a guy, he had very low self-esteem, and he was with a girl that worked at a cab stand, and there were a lot of other people at the stand that used to hit on his girlfriend, and he used to stalk her like crazy. And his friend came to me and he said, you know, I try to talk to him and I try to tell him, you know, if you have to sit there and stalk the person that you're with and always check up on them, then there's a problem. Then you shouldn't be with that person. You should never have to feel like you have to wonder where they are or what they're doing. Because when you're with the right person, that person will let you feel secure in the relationship. They're not going to take a chance of losing you. But see, the problem is, and especially in the case of women to men, a lot of women stay with men that are not treating them well. They ghost on them, they love bomb them, then they disappear. And the problem is, you're still around. There's no threat of you leaving. So you have to look at the situation. You have to do some self-reflection. You have to look at yourself and you have to say to yourself, why am I putting up with this? What is it about this person that makes them so special that I just can't let go? And in a lot of cases, it's usually a lust thing for a lot of people. They have a lust thing for that person. They're thinking of them in a sexual way. They're thinking about how much they love to be with them sexually. Now, this isn't everybody, but a lot of people. And this can go for men to women too. Why a man stays with a woman who's treating him poorly. It's because it's more of a lust thing. And the problem is, people confuse love with lust. They say, oh, well, I love that person. I love that person. And you have to differentiate the meaning of love. Love is something you have to grow with somebody and earn somebody's love. You don't just see somebody and say, oh, I love at first sight. How can you love somebody at first sight when you know absolutely nothing about that person? And so many people, they go in, They look at that person. It's usually a visual thing at first. They look at that person. They say, oh, that person is exactly my type. I love the muscles they have. I love the tats. I love the swag that they have. They have that swag way. But do you really know the person that you're dealing with? Do you really know how that person is in a family situation around your family? How is that person when you go to a restaurant? How is that person when they communicate with you? Are they kind and understanding, or do they snap at you? Do they put you down? How are you going to love somebody that treats you like that? What you're doing is you're neglecting looking at the person, the complete person, and you're just looking at a piece of the person, and you're saying to yourself, oh, I love that about that person. I love that about that person. For instance, they're very sexual. I enjoy their company. They're so sexy. They know how to handle themselves. They have such self-confidence. Oh, so many people want to be with them, but they're showing me attention. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, you guys. If you're with somebody like that, are you looking at that person and saying to yourself, is this person really into me? Because if somebody is really into you, you will know it. You will not have to question it. You will not be confused about it. They will let you know. And the problem is so many people don't see people for who they are. They're just seeing them on the surface. They're not able to pick up on the flags that people have that are warning signs, okay? Like they say, don't ignore the signs that God is giving you. And that is what so many people do, because they're only seeing one side of a person. They're either blocking out the negative, or the other thing is they're thinking to themselves, well, I can change this person. You're not going to change anybody. I'm just going to say, you're not going to change anybody. Somebody's basic character is their basic character. That's why I tell you, you have to look at somebody's past. You have to look at how they treated their exes, because usually how they treat their ex will be kind of like, there will be signs of how they will treat you. You have to look at their family life. What kind of childhood do they have? Are they emotionally damaged from their childhood? Were they in abusive relationships? Were they in an abusive family life? Okay, you have to look at the reason that their past relationships broke up. Now, a lot of people are going to lie to you in the beginning and tell you they're gonna talk poorly about the other person. And that's a red flag too you have to watch out for, because if they're constantly putting blame on their exes and saying it's all their exes' fault, okay, that could be a red flag, because they're not owning up and taking ownership as being part of the reason for the breakdown in the relationship. But I just wanted to touch upon this tonight because it is so prevalent everywhere. There are so many people with somebody that is not fully invested in the relationship with them, and they sit there and they read the relationship blogs, or they listen to the coaches, and they trying to figure out, why doesn't he like me? Or why doesn't she like me? What is it about me they don't like? What could I do to change that? And I'm just going to tell you, stop being hard on yourself, because it's not necessarily you. It could just be that you are not what they're looking for. A lot of times people may keep you around because they like you, but not because they want something long-term with you. In other words, you're a convenience to them to keep around till they find something they may like better, or they're not 100% in being completely committed to you, even though they could say they're committed to you. But look at their actions. Are their actions showing you that they are committed to you? And what I mean by that is, Like I say all the time, people make time for who they care about, who means something to them, okay? Who's important in their life. I don't care how busy they are. I don't care if they're working 100 hours a week. In this world of technology, it takes literally less than 10 seconds to contact somebody and let them know that you are thinking about them or to keep in contact with them. So if you're dealing with somebody who's really negligent in that and is not, you know, really, you feel like, okay, well, they're showing me some attention, but they're not showing me a lot of attention, okay? That could be a red flag. And you, what you have to do is you got to communicate. You have to communicate with that person and you have to let them know. You don't just play games back. You don't just say, okay, well, they didn't text me all night, so now I'm not going to text them. They're not going to get me the next day. Because what you're doing is you're playing games. And in today's world, games usually will not work because there's so many options out there. People are just going to say, oh, you know, she's playing games now. I'm not going to bother with her. Let me move on to the next one. They have so many options. They're not going to deal with the play hard to get business. It's not going to work in today's world because it's a matter of supply and demand. And there's plenty of supply out there, which has become so accessible from social media. It's not like the old days that you really had to go out to a restaurant, a bar, a club meeting to try to meet people and work. Now it's just a click of a button. So that old, you know, playing hard to get business is not the way to go. The way to go is to communicate with the person. Let the person know you're a high value person, okay? And you take your relationship seriously. And if they are interested in having something with you, you know, they have to show you that. And that comes with consistency and keeping in contact with you and getting on the phone on a regular basis, not just texting, because texting is not getting to know somebody. It's completely different to get on the phone and speak to someone and hear in their voice their emotions and how they're feeling. It gives you also a feel of how they feel about you as well. But the whole purpose of this podcast is to do some introspect and say to yourself, you know, why am I with this person? What is the attraction to being with this person? And a lot of women, you guys, will go for a certain type of male, like they'll go for the bad boy types, right? Because they love a guy with an edge and everything like that. But in a lot of cases, those type of men are juggling a lot of different women. They have that swag. They know it. They know a lot of women are attracted to it. And women keep thinking, well, you know, I'm just going to keep chasing after him and eventually he's going to fall for me. Or if I sleep with him and I give him good sex, you know, he's going to keep coming back. He's not going to keep coming back to you for a relationship. He's going to keep coming back to you to use you for sex, not because he wants to be with you in a relationship. And that's where you have to separate the two. There's a difference between, let's say, a friends with benefits kind of situation or a hookup situation and somebody that is generally looking for a relationship. Because in a lot of men's minds, they separate the two. Sometimes, like for instance, players, okay, they could sleep with a lot of different women or beautiful women, but in their mind, they have a turnoff. They have a turnoff switch that says to themselves, this is just for sex. This is just for sex. And I know I have a few male friends that have friends with benefits with females that have told me they will never, ever have a relationship with these women, even though they get along with them well, they've known them for years. Their attitude was, well, she knew what it was, and that's what it was. It was a friends with benefits thing. It'll never turn into a relationship because that's what they've categorized these particular women as being, okay? So just starting out, if you're in a situation like that, you have to You have to be realistic about the situation. You have to be realistic about the person that you are dealing with. You have to open your eyes and look at this person for who they are. And this is what so many people do not do. They're not looking at somebody for who they are. They're not looking at their actions and picking up on those red flags. You know, it's like I tell people all the time. You don't necessarily have to see somebody cheating on you to know that they're cheating on you, okay? Because in some situations, how they treat you will let you know if that person is completely with you. And I don't just mean physically with you, but I mean emotionally with you. Because a lot of people that are cheaters, they're not going to be able to give their all to you. You may see them a lot. They may put on a good act with you, but you will feel a certain kind of lack of their interest in you because their interest, their head is somewhere else, okay? And that's happened to a lot of people that I've known. They've been with people that have cheated on them. They've been with that person, but they felt like that person wasn't completely there with them. For instance, a friend of mine was with somebody, she was dating him, and she didn't know that he was going out with other women when he said he was going to work, but there were other flags there. For instance, when she was with him, he was always on his phone, okay? He was always on his phone. And this particular person, what he did is he deleted everything off his phone. And he would say, oh, you can look at my phone. You can look at my phone, because whatever dating apps or whatever text apps that he used for people to call him, he would delete it. And then when he got to her house, he would show her the phone and be like, you can look at my phone. You can look at my phone, because he knew that, you know, he had erased everything off the phone. And other people that I know who were cheaters, they had an extra phone. One of my friends was dating somebody who happened to be a New York City policeman. He was cheating on his wife. She didn't even know that. And he also had another phone in his car. But she also felt that there was something not right. Her gut was telling her there was something not right. So what I'm trying to tell you is, pick up on your gut feelings when you're dealing with whoever you're dealing with, whether it's somebody that you're dating or somebody that you're in a relationship. Don't just close your eyes to what you're seeing, because there's a reason you feel the way you feel. Now, you can't be obsessive either, okay, and expect somebody to constantly be, you know, blowing up your phone or, you know, chasing after you. You just want somebody that's normal, that shows you interest, that you know, contacts you on a regular basis, you know, always wants to keep in touch with you, wants to keep you abreast of what they're doing, okay? That's somebody that's interested. Somebody that disappears on you here or there is somebody that's not 100% interested in you, or they have other options. And you got to pick up on the little flags. And if you feel that somebody is not giving you their complete attention, okay, that's the word I'm looking for, attention. Are they giving you the attention that you should be getting to get to know them? If they're not, then you have to just say to yourself, well, you know, they're either interested in somebody else, they're talking to other people, or they're just not that all into me. And that's why you don't put your heart all in it. You don't put your heart all in it. You don't put your heart all in something that you're only getting half a person, okay? And this is why so many people have a lot of heartbreaks, because they go in head first, you know? So they don't take their time. They don't really evaluate the person and look at the person and say, what kind of person am I dealing with here, okay? Am I dealing with a narcissist? Am I dealing with somebody who's in love with themselves, that only talks about themselves? Am I dealing with somebody that's like really anal about how they look all the time, like they're out to have to impress somebody all the time? These are all flags, you guys. These are all flags. Am I dealing with somebody that's trying to make conversation with me and getting to know me? Or I'm just dealing with somebody that's giving me the one word answers and just giving me the token text every day, like good morning, beautiful, and have a nice day. And then you don't hear from them till maybe a couple days down the line. That is not somebody who's seriously interested in you. Okay. Period. Dot. End of story. All right. So the point here is you have to open your eyes and you have to ask a lot of questions and you have to size up who you're dealing with. And this is in relationships. This is in business. This could be when you're meeting somebody's family, because that's really important too, you guys. If you're at that point and you're meeting somebody's family or you're dealing with their family, you want to know what kind of people you're dealing with, because it's going to affect your life. Because if you deal with somebody and they're very family oriented, you have to see, are you going to get along with that family? Okay. And, you know, how they're going to treat you, because then it's not just going to be about you and the person. If they're very connected to their family, you're going to have to adapt and get along with their family. So you better look at these people with a microscope. Trust me when I tell you that. Okay. And I just wanted to give everybody a heads up and just let them know that, you know, take it slow. Just take it slow. And when you find that somebody is not giving you what you want, like you really like somebody, but you feel like, you know, you're constantly thirsty for that person, meaning like you constantly want more from them and they're not giving it to you, then you have to communicate with that person in a very mature manner without coming off desperate, okay? And just let them know, you know, I didn't hear from you last night. You know, if you're trying to get to know me, I believe in having conversations and getting on the phone, you know, if you're serious about getting to know me. If you're not serious about getting to know me, then we could just be friends and let them know that. And that's your little clue of letting them know that you're going to be looking elsewhere as well. You're not going to put your 100% into them unless they're giving you their 100% into getting to know you. You give them as much as they give you. You show them the same amount of attention that they give you. And if you feel that you're not getting what you should be getting, even though they may tell you, oh no, I'm really into you and I'm only focusing on you, don't trust words in the beginning. That's another issue I would like to bring up. People are too trusting in the beginning. You have to walk very slowly in the beginning and see what that person's pattern is. Follow their pattern. Are they constantly contacting you? Are they looking to see you on a regular basis? You know, you get the texters too, the ones that just want to text you because they want somebody to talk to, or they're looking for a therapist. They want to tell you all their problems in their life and everything. They like to talk to you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they really like you and want a relationship with you. They're just looking to bide their time and talk to you maybe when they're at work. And then if they're going out, you don't hear from them. That's just an example. These are all flags. These are all flags that you have to be aware of. So the thing is, when somebody says something like, well, why do these women give all their attention to these guys that treat them like this? It's because these women are not seeing these men for who they are. They're just seeing one part of that person. There's something about that person that they're attracted to. And in most times it's because it's a physical attraction. Okay. Because obviously they're not going to be attracted to somebody that treats them like crap. So it's obviously a physical attraction, a sexual attraction that they really love. And they're kind of like just closing their eyes to the other aspects of that person. And if you're looking for a relationship, you can't do that. You can't do that, because the inner person is just as important as the outer person. Do you have to have an attraction to somebody? Absolutely you do. Because I've known people too. One of my good friends, she was married, and the physical attraction wasn't there. He was a good guy, but the physical attraction wasn't there, and she ended up getting divorced, okay? So yes, you definitely need a physical attraction. It doesn't have to be an animal attraction, you know, it's not all about lust, but you have to have a physical attraction, but they also have to have the inner qualities that make for a good relationship. Kind, caring, sacrifice, somebody willing to sacrifice. For instance, they're coming, let's say you've been dating them for a while and they're coming by your house and they know that you're not feeling good and they call you beforehand and they say, is there something you need? Can I pick up? Or they're stopping at the store on their way to your house and they say, can I pick you up something? Is there something that you need? That's somebody that's thinking about you, that's sacrificing, going out of their way, somebody that's going out of their way to try to make you happy. So we don't want to be with people that aren't 100% in. And, you know, this is what I told this guy that I was talking to, happened to be a friend of mine, when he was telling me about his friend, how his friend was going for this particular female who was not all into him and he was stalking her and everything like that. I said, you know, you have to have your self-worth. Your friend has to have his self-worth, because if he had his self-worth, he would not be putting up with the games that she was giving him. He would not have to worry and have to chase somebody down. So that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You know, if you're dealing with somebody that is, you know, you're chasing and everything like that, then you know that there's something wrong, that the person isn't all into you. And what you do is you don't put yourself all into that person. You don't give them all your time. You keep your options open. You say to yourself, okay, this person's really not giving me the attention that I deserve, or they're not making me a priority. They may be talking to other people, but they're contacting me, okay? And that's the level that you put them on. You put them on the level that they deserve. That's why what you do in the beginning is you kick back and you see their pattern. You see how much interest they show you, and you react to them on the same level of interest that they show you. No more, no less. And if you see that, you know, this person really is not, you know, able to give you what you need, you have to cut them loose. I don't care how good looking they are, okay? Because you will grow to hate that person down the road if they're treating you lousy. And that's what a lot of people make the mistake. They stick around and stick around and stick around because they're looking at a certain aspect of that person that they supposedly quote unquote love, but they're forgetting that there's a lot of that person that they quote unquote hate. Okay? And they say to themselves, well, maybe they'll change. Maybe they'll change. No, 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 no. They don't change. What you see is what you get. Period, dot, end of story. Unless you communicate with that person and you let that person know that what they're doing is not okay with you, and you let them know you mean business, you're not just talking out your mouth, you let them know that you're not going to stick around, you know, if this person doesn't show you that they're completely interested in the relationship. Now, if they really care about you, they are going to try to adapt and try to work with you. That's what a healthy relationship is. It's communication. Both parties communicate and try to compromise and kind of work it out, because there's a disconnect between men and women. Men see things differently than women do, and women see things differently, and that could be partner to partner. It's just human nature. So you have to communicate. And if that person is not giving you what you need after you communicate, you got to just accept it for what it is and say, you know what, this person is not for me before I dive my head all into this and I keep hanging on for months, for years, for however long. People that are in situations for years and they're not getting into commitments because the person's not committing to them. Okay, why did you stick around for all that time? Why did you put up with it? Why? And don't ever think, okay, like, oh, well, you know, there's nothing else out there. Believe me, there is, okay? Believe me and trust me when I tell you there is always somebody else out there. So never, ever give up and never, ever take less than you deserve, okay? I hope that helps you guys. If it does, please hit the subscribe button and share. My website link is in the bio, and have a great day. Another thing that I want to add is when you're sitting there with the person that you're dating or you're in a relationship and you're struggling to get this person's interest all on you, one of the other things that you have to keep in mind is that person may not be ready for a relationship. That person may have just broken up with somebody. That's why I tell you to wait at least 6 months before dating somebody that just broke up, because a lot of times they go back to their exes. That could be one reason why you're struggling with this person. The other thing is you have to stop beating up yourself and you have to stop blaming yourself and saying, is it something that I'm doing wrong? You have to stop going back over the texts and rereading all the texts that we do. We reread the texts and we try to say, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Or maybe I should. It's not necessarily you. It could be them. That's what you have to keep in mind. The relationship may not be working out because of who you're dealing with, the person that you're dealing with. They may say they want a relationship and they may say they're ready, but they may not be. You have to look at them and see, are they able to be in a healthy relationship? Are they mature enough? Okay, because there's a lot of grown ass boys instead of grown ass men out there. Are you dealing with a boy or are you dealing with a man? And the same goes for guys. Okay, there's some grown women out there and there's some grown little girls out there that are playing games. So when you start to see the game, and you're looking for something that's real and something serious, you don't bother with these people. You don't bother with these people. You put them on the pay no mind list. You say to yourself, this person is not consistent. This person is not making me a priority. Now I don't take this person seriously. Now I don't put my heart into this person. And now this person goes on the either the pay no mind list or they get X'd out and deleted and you don't deal with it, okay? That's how you avoid wasting time with the people that are zeros that will not bring any kind of future into your life, okay? Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.